I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb, and it's my pleasure to tune to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Welcome in NASCAR rookie Daniel Hemric, driver of the number 8 Chevy Camaro for Richard Childress Racing. Daniel, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Hope you are as well.
Oh, yeah. I kind of sad that we've got to do it this week. The results from the Open, you put yourself on the pole. You had a fast race car the entire time. You want to walk us through what happened with you and Priest there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd be happy to. We sat on the pole, and we led majority of that first stage there in the Open, our Bass Pro Shops Caterpillar Camaro ZL1, and thought we were in good shape to win the first stage and lock ourselves into the All-Star race that night, and just got caught with an untimely caution, which put us back behind the other cars once we had the pit, and kind of came to the field fairly quickly. Got up to fourth there behind Priest, and thought at the time I had enough laps in the stage to try to go win the thing, and I caught him at about 5 laps straight. He kind of air blocked me and ran me all over the racetrack, and just a very frustrating deal. This package that we have now, in our series, you have to be so dedicated to a certain lane and hope the guys in front of you don't go to your lane, because when the air hits your car and changes, you just lose the ability to turn. You just get really, really tight and shove the nose, and makes for a frustrating day. And ultimately, everywhere I went, he chose to go to the same lane, and I'd had enough of it, and we ended up getting together and ending both of our nights. So not ideal, but my boss, Richard Childress, told me when getting in the car that we didn't have to run that car for the 600, and it was my job to not take any mess off anybody. So that's what we did. We have licked our wounds and moving on.
Yeah, that's why Richard is such a great leader. Have you had a chance to talk to Priest and get it figured out, or are you guys still on not speaking terms?
Well, we haven't spoke yet, but we do our rookie meetings together every week, so I'll talk to him here before we get to the racetrack. Obviously, let both of us cool down. I'm sure he was doing what he was supposed to do as far as his job, and I felt like I was doing the best job I could not to do anything but get into him until there was no other way. So frustrating for both of us, but yeah, we'll touch base at some point before we get on track this week.
Yeah, disappointing 18th place finish when you had such a dominant race car. But on the positive side, you have to feel good knowing that, RCR showed up with one heck of a hot rod for you at Charlotte. That's got to make you pretty confident going into the 600 here.
Yeah, I mean, it does for sure. I mean, you want to have speed in your race cars, and you want to have, you want to have the opportunities to make passes. And that's the thing, right? In our series now at the cup level, if your car has a lot of speed, a lot of times it's probably not going to drive good in traffic, and vice versa. If it's not very fast, then usually makes for better opportunities in traffic because it's that much more downforce. So you kind of got to find that sweet spot. As hot as it's going to be at Charlotte this week, it's going to be really key to target that balance. And hopefully the race team and myself are up for the challenge, and hopefully we hit on what we need to hit on to give ourselves a good opportunity.
Nice. Going back to Richard Childress, what do you call Richard? You call him Mr. Childress, you call him Rich, you call him Richard, Uncle Richie. What's your guys' relationship like?
I find myself calling him RC a lot. I refer to him, RC said this or RC said that. That's just kind of always been my go-to. That's what felt normal to me, and he hasn't corrected me on it yet, so I'm going to keep going with it.
Nice. It's funny because and obviously looking from the outside, but it seems like your career is just on a completely meteoric rise. Are you surprised how quick you went from the Whelen Modified Series and all that to the absolute top level in NASCAR?
It's definitely definitely a little mind-boggling if you try to wrap your mind around it, that's for sure. But it's also rewarding. You know, it's kind of a tale to where, you know, I think back to 2010, you know, I won the biggest race of what at the time was my career to put my name on the map at the Legends Million at Charlotte Motor Speedway to, you know, a brief stint there in the Tour Modifieds and the Super Late Models for as long as somebody let me get in them. And then, bam, next thing you know, I'm in a truck in 2015 full-time and never had, you know, not that I didn't have the drive or dedication to get to this level. I just never tried setting a pure goal to let myself be disappointed and just tried to work and do my best with whatever the opportunity was. And in 2015, that opportunity came to go truck racing, and crazy how it's really kind of unfolded to 2019 and led me to where I'm at. So extremely grateful and thankful for everyone along the way. It's been a heck of a ride, but I'm trying to enjoy it as we keep going.
Yeah, that's great and well-deserved, obviously. The talent rises to the top, and that's why you're moving up so quick. We're talking with Daniel Hemric, NASCAR rookie, here on a Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Final Inspection Show. Daniel, what's the funnest car that you own for personal use?
Funnest car that I personally own. It's not a street car. It's a race car. Obviously, all the way up until 2015, I was building out my own race cars and late models, and I still have a couple of them. One particular at my garage at my house that I get to go play with here and there, and that's a passion of mine that I love to get back in and get back in touch with from time to time. So by far my most enjoyable hot rod that I still have.
All right, and then I know in the Xfinity Series you had a couple chances to race at Road America. What are your thoughts on that track?
Oh, Road America is one of my favorites. You know, that place it really done so much for so many people's careers outside of NASCAR, but sports cars. And going there for the first time, you'd be hard-pressed to find another road course with so much character. The racetrack, the asphalt is so wore out, slick. It kind of falls into a finesse driver's, you know, style. You know, you can go really fast for a couple laps, but it's hard to go really fast for a lot of laps unless you really manage your equipment, your tires, your brakes. So I always enjoyed that challenge when went to Wisconsin to race Road America.
Nice. Well, we're running out of time here, Daniel. What are you listening to right now?
What am I listening to right now? Like music-wise?
Yeah, what kind of music's in your car?
Oh, my music right now. I've actually been on the Tyler Childers here lately. You know, a lot of people may not have heard of him yet, but myself, you know, Bubba Wallace, Blaney, a lot of us have kind of tuned into his music here lately, and they actually got to go to one of his concerts a couple weeks ago, so... Unfortunately, I didn't make it, but he's majorly playing on my phone now.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Daniel, I want to wish you the best of luck both this weekend at the 600 and obviously the rest of the season. Hopefully you bring home that Rookie of the Year trophy and that the Monster Energy Championship trophy isn't too far behind. So thank you for joining us here on the Final Inspection Show.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. There's Daniel Hemric, driver of the number 8 RCR Chevy in the NASCAR Cup Monster Energy Series. We'll be right back with more of the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway and David Hobbs Honda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.